When President Trump was on Twitter, he would always trigger the left, but sometimes he would actually be able to trigger them just by retweeting somebody. In other words, it wasn't necessarily he who was triggering them, but the fact that he was giving attention to various people, certain individuals, that was enough to send them over the edge. He retweeted me a couple of times. I got quite a bit of hate as a result. One thing to note, if you have open DMs and you get retweeted by the president, expect to get death threats. That's just part of it. Of course, that'll never happen again because Twitter will never let him back on because Twitter sucks. But maybe, you know, with the new Trump social media platform, or if he ever decides to join Gab or even Parler, maybe we'll see the hatred from the left. There was one retweet in particular that the president made that I don't think I've ever seen the media and the left react so violently. Okay. And I'm not talking about they were going out and beating people up or anything like that. Maybe they were. I wasn't paying much attention, but I did notice that their pure hatred for Trump manifested in the strangest reactions when he decided to retweet the infamous cat turd at cat turd 2, as he's known on Twitter. He's also on Gab, cat turd without the 2, has a nice following on both. And we're going to be talking to him actually here really, really soon. We're also going to get an update from Two Mics. They've been participating in the show. I've been very blessed to have that because they have a great audience. So we will take it from there. It's funny because ever since we've gone to this new format, I've almost feel a bit useless. I'm used to doing hour and a half long diatribes and analyses and all this other stuff. Now we're going with shorter shows. So I don't know how short this will be because we're going to keep Cat Turd for as long as he'll let us. And then, of course, the Two Mics, Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike, will illuminate us with their understanding of what's happening in the news today. I haven't heard that one yet, so we will hear that. But it looks like he is knocking at the door. So let's go ahead and let Cat Turd in. And I'm going to fix my hair real quick. So I'll be right back. And when I do come back, I will have Cat Turd. Today's guest, who you don't see on camera and you won't see on camera, and you'll probably never see on camera because he is a private guy, but you know him. If you're on Twitter, if you like cats, if you've ever just wanted to laugh, you need to check this guy out. We are very, very blessed, pleased, and honored to have the infamous Cat Turd on with us today. Cat Turd, how are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Hello.
It is a pleasure. You know, we've been retweeting each other for, gosh, years, at least months, but maybe years. And it's funny because I really do turn to your tweets for my sanity sometimes. You know, there's a handful. I actually have you guys, I don't do Twitter lists per se, but I do have my own little bookmarks of you know, let's get some snark involved. Yeah. Just as, I mean, I could just go up and down.
You got to laugh to keep from crying sometimes. So you got to come over to my website.
Yes, and your website is ilovecatturd.com, and is it .com? I always get that confused. Yes, .com.
Yeah,
I love Cat Turd, and you can check out his books. He's got a Cat Turd novel called Rabbit Skin. He's got The Adventures of Cowfart, literally, also by Cat Turd. You got stickers, and you've had some pretty famous people who have shown your stickers or your merchandise on their Twitter accounts. Who's the one that took you most by surprise?
Probably Dan Bongino when he gave me the big shout out the other day. And I sent him a package and he showed everything on the air. And then Robert O'Neill, who mm-hmm. posted a cat turd mug, guy that killed Osama bin Laden, if you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And man, everybody, Scott Baio and Christy Swanson, and Mindy Robinson. And
I saw the Christy Swanson one live. I think I actually retweeted that and commented on that one. That happened like 5 or 6 months ago, if I recall. I remember seeing that.
She had a cat turd, mug and was triggering everybody. I trigger people for some reason.
Well, you know what?
I really trigger them.
It's that combo of snark plus MAGA plus you don't give a darn about what anybody thinks. And that's kind of what it
takes. Don't care.
So I have to ask you, you know, there have been rumors. Okay. And I know this might not be the right place to ask this kind of question, but there have been rumors that if Trump doesn't run in 2024, that you might actually make a run for it. Is that true? Have you thought about it?
This is the truth. I've actually thought, because I live here in Florida, and I can't stand Marco Rubio. And I was thinking about officially changing my name to Cat, my first name to Cat, my last name to Turd, officially, and then running against him in the primary for Senate, and actually making him call me Cat Turd and just being a thorn in his butt for about 6 or 7 months. I wouldn't win, you know, but I could definitely make him sweat.
Oh, don't sell yourself short. You know, Rubio, you know, what was his famous line that he said like 7 times during that debate and Chris Christie called him out? I forgot what it was. Let's dispel with this thought that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. And then he repeated the same line like 3 times. It was pretty scary. I actually, that was one of my first, that was one of the first hashtags that I ever had trending that I originated. I called him Robo Rubio hashtag. And during the debate, and it took off. So that was my claim. That's the closest I've ever come to getting Christy Swanson to hold up my mug, was that I had a hashtag once. So so let's get serious, okay?
Love Christy.
Love Christy.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's get serious here. So we've got some crazy things happening. Are we going to make it? I mean, legitimate question. Are we going to make it through 2021, let alone are we going to make it all the way to 2024 with Joe and Kamala and whoever replaces her in the White House?
Of course we're going to make it. America's always going to make it. But it's going to be rough. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. But, I mean, I think Kamala, or however you pronounce her name, I think she's going to be in there within 6 months. It's definitely by the end of the year.
Yeah, we have an interview coming up. I wholeheartedly agree. I like your optimism as far as our ability to make it. And you're right, America is resilient. We're strong. But I also think that we're very deceived at this point. And that's something that cannot be ignored. You know, I mean, the facts are no longer facts. The truth is no longer truth. And you can't talk about certain things. Now, we don't, you know, we got kicked off of Spotify. My knock report Twitter account got banned the same day as Trump. We've lost our YouTube channel. We've been hit hard, but that doesn't matter to us because we're still going to say that you should take hydroxychloroquine, that you should reconsider your vaccine, you know, at least take a closer examination of it, there was voter fraud, that all these things. Eric Charamella, you can't say Eric Charamella still, I found out. Well, we're going to say it. So, and I think that our podcast kind of aligns with your Twitter account, but you're not just on Twitter. You have a podcast that you're on now too. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Patriots in Tune every Wednesday from, I'm on from 1 Eastern to 2.
Nice. Patriots in Tune. And you can find that at
patriotsintune.net.
Jules and Toots and our co-founder, Jeff Dornick, has actually been on that show before. So we need to get you guys on the Freedom First Network. We'll talk to Jules and Toots and Turd. Jules, Toots, and Turd. It's just it just works too well. You know, you guys have a good thing going. We need to get you guys on the Freedom First Network for sure. What else is going on? I heard that there was a white supremacist that shot up and killed like 10 people yesterday in Boulder. Is that true?
He did. His name was Billy Bob Blakely. He's from from Alabama, some town without even a name, 3 people. Yeah, that's who it was. It's funny though, on Twitter, all these people, have you read all the comments of all the people that earlier today or last night, the shooter was a white supremacist because they didn't shoot him. We know he's a white supremacist.
I know.
It never ends.
If he wasn't white, they wouldn't have shot him in the leg. Now I know. And we're not trying to make light
of
this.
He shot himself in the leg, too.
Right. We're not trying to make light of the fact that 10 people died. Okay. That's not our... But
no.
We do have to laugh at the idiocy of the leftist responses to this tragedy because, number one, they start going after the guns instantaneously. Okay, gun control became the first call. But then the second call was, oh, my gosh, white supremacy, domestic terrorist. You know, and they were going based upon a picture of a guy that was pixelated. You could, I mean, he was lighter skinned, but you definitely couldn't tell his race. And as it turned out, I mean, he's been lived most of his life in the United States. And his name is Ahmad Alisa, I think is what they said.
Trump hater.
Yeah, it's Trump, and there's just it didn't fit their narrative. Meanwhile, they're still pounding, trying to find some other way to push the concept of it's got to be white supremacy across the board. I'm looking at your tweets right now, and it's funny because I was going to actually talk about this on the show a couple days ago, and I did not. According to this, you say Blue Anons were out in force earlier today, spreading their propaganda and never-ending conspiracy theories about the Colorado shooting. Whatever happened to Blue Anons? Okay, so tell us a little bit about that, because I know that they were taken down from Urban Dictionary and banned, and it was trending for a day, but then it was gone. What exactly is that phenomenon?
Yeah, the Blue Aeons. I think Jack Posobiec, or whatever you pronounce his name. I think he started that.
Right.
But it's just. You know, they want to talk about Q all the time and all this QA on and all that stuff. So just they're the crazy people that come up with the Russian conspiracy theories and everybody's Putin. And so it started off as a joke, but then they actually put it back in the Urban Dictionary, I believe.
Oh, did they? Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I heard.
Urban Dictionary. I'm in the Urban Dictionary.
That's awesome.
That's ridiculous.
That is awesome. And you are, let's face it, you are as famous as it comes on Twitter. There was this whole mess that happened when, as I recall, President Trump had retweeted you and everybody was like, what in the world?
Yeah.
He's retweeting a guy named Cat Turd. Oh my gosh, did you see what this guy's tweeting about? Holy cow. You know, I mean, there were literally people fainting. Okay. Leftists, progressives.
They actually did a monologue on the CBS Late Show about it. That's how ridiculous. No, man. What's his name? John Corbin or something like that. I can't think of his name. He's an English guy. I can't think of his name. Oh, yeah. They thought he's talking about they did a 2-minute segment monologue on the CBS Late Show that night. About Cat Turd, and he retweeted somebody named Cat Turd, just making fun of me, you know. But I thought it was hilarious. I don't care what they say.
And have they ever been retweeted by a president of the United States? I think not. I think not. So you go after Joe Biden a lot on Twitter. I've seen you.
I just make fun of him.
You do. You call him Grandpa Earpiece. I've seen you go after him very hard. Serious question, though. I mean, has he lost it? I mean, I remember watching.
He's completely gone.
He is. Okay. Gone. I mean, he's just not there. And he doesn't know where he is. Is that a fair assessment?
He fell up the stairs 3 times, not down, up the stairs 3 times.
But they said there was wind. They said there was wind. You know, I actually replied to somebody yesterday, I believe it was. I said, look, everybody who's going upstairs, if they have legs and they've gone upstairs in their life, there's a chance, a very good chance that perhaps 100% of us have at one point tripped on steps. Okay. That's kind of what steps do to us as humans with two legs, right? Especially when we're going up the stairs. That's normal. Okay. You just say, yeah, he tripped and he tried to recover and he tripped some more. That happens. To say that he was blown over by gusts of wind three times, that to me sounds feeble. I mean, that says, oh my gosh, if a little bit of wind is able to knock him down, this guy is supposed to be the leader of the free world. I think not. I don't know what to do with that. So
I think I actually tweeted something about that saying just to let, I said, dear Biden's team members or whatever. It sounds 100 times worse being blown down by the wind than tripping. I mean, come on. What's worse? But the visual of it is embarrassing for the country. It really is. And here's a weird thing that nobody noticed that I noticed. Not one person even went up one step to try to help him. I mean, is that protocol or something? Nobody tried to help him. Even I don't like Joe Biden, but if an old 80-year-old man's falling down the stairs, I'm going to at least rush and go try to help him. Nobody helped him. Did you see that? Nobody even went up one step to help him.
There was one guy that kind of made a move, but then he stopped. And I was thinking to myself, you know, this guy, his first response was the human response of, okay, I got to go help this guy. But then his second response was, is this it? Is this the moment we've been waiting for? Is Kamala close? Is this going to happen? It's happening, isn't it? It's really going to happen. Oh gosh, you know, and it's going to happen on my watch. I'm going to get in front of the television. All these things are going through this guy's mind as he's watching the president of the United States potentially fall down Air Force One stairs.
My favorite thing of the week was he fired a bunch of his staff are smoking weed and he's got the biggest crackhead son on the planet. You know, he's the smartest guy I know. Come on in here. I mean, there's 18,000 pictures of him with hookers and everything else and crack pipes in his mouth, but he's going to fire his staff for weed. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, and not to mention his vice president is, she's joked about smoking pot before. So, whatever, you know, just whatever. It bugs me to death, as you called it today.
What bothers me is no one deserves less to be the first woman president. I mean, Hillary deserves to be the first woman president before her. I mean, I even say it out loud, but anybody on earth deserves to be the first female president besides her. I mean, she's done nothing to earn it. Nobody likes her. She opens her mouth and you can't even stand to listen to it. It's just like scratching a chalkboard. And she got 2% in her own primary. Everybody can't stand her. And they don't let her talk much because when she does, she says stupid stuff or cackles or she's just unlikable. And then Joe, it's the comedy hour. Listen to him. He don't even know what planet he's on. I don't know what they got him juiced up on, but it's something.
They've got him on beat pong. If it does come down to that, okay, because sometimes I question, you know, I know that they have plans to get rid of him. I just don't know. I still haven't figured out whether he knows those plans. My dream situation for this, other than President Trump being vindicated and being reinstalled into the White House, but that's a whole other dream of mine. But my dream situation for this is that Joe finally comes to the conclusion. He realizes, oh my gosh, they're trying to get rid of me. They're trying to make Kamala the first female president. So I am going to leave before they're able to assassinate me. But before I leave, I'm going to announce that I am in transitioning to a woman so that I can be the first female president. I will steal her thunder
Jill. Can't say anything. They can't say anything.
They can't. They'd have to embrace it. He, you know, it's his truth.
Boy, there's another nightmare. Jill, the camera hog. Oh my God. She wants to be in every shot, everything. I mean, and she's just, they're so unlockable though. And then when we got the Obama clan back in there, this is a nightmare. I mean, it's a daily nightmare.
You know, at least Obama was likable.
I mean, and he could walk upstairs.
And he could walk upstairs and he did, you know, he did a whole bunch of terrible things from a policy perspective and from a foreign relations perspective. But at least the world leaders liked him other than other than Putin and the Ayatollah and Kim Jong-un. But most of the leaders liked him, or at least pretended to like him. Now with Joe, it's like they can't talk about him without smirking. And that's not a good sign. You know, they used to tell us how bad it was under Trump because Trump would embarrass us on the foreign relations floor. Look, he got stuff done and nobody crossed him. So you tell me which one's better. I wanted to, I want to ask you one final question. But before we get to that, I want to make sure that we do cover our bases on everything that you've got. You've got patriotsintune.net. You got the show with who is it? Toots and Jules and Toots. I got to listen to it. Just hear what a Jules and a Toots.
It's really
sounds
funny.
Like. I will listen. We do need to get you guys on Freedom First Network. That's for sure. And of course, iLoveCatTurd.com to get all of your amazing merchandise or books. And you can join the ranks of Christy Swanson, Dan Bongino, Robert O'Neill, and several others. Mindy Robinson. I miss Mindy. She's off of Twitter now. I miss her. I've interviewed her twice. Yeah, I really do. That's a shame.
They announced yesterday on a radio station in Vegas that she had been arrested and was in custody by the whoever, the FBI or something. They announced it on a radio station.
Was she at the January 6th thing?
No, she wasn't arrested. That was a lie.
Some
radio station, some liberal dude that she's had it out with before did it. She actually texted me and told me this. So that's always messing with her, man. Yeah, I miss her on Twitter because she'll say she has bigger balls than half the GOP. She'll say anything.
Half?
Yeah, I love Mindy.
What do you mean half?
Yeah. She ran for Congress. She ran for Congress too.
Oh, I know. Like I said, I had her on the show. We endorsed her.
I did too. I endorsed her on my Twitter, which doesn't mean much, but I supported her. She's awesome.
She is. And it's a shame she's gone. So, but my final question is, Twitter has taken out so many of our friends, you and I and others, we've been able to keep our accounts, but we still don't know for how long. We don't know how long this is going to last. Where would you say people should go as a backup or even as a fresh new home? If not on Twitter, and I'm not trying to start a fight with anybody who loves Twitter, but I mean, I use Twitter every day, but you as a very prominent Twitter user, what is your backup? Where are you going to go if all this goes down?
I'm on Gab now. I've got like 300,000 followers on Gab and I'm on Gab every day. It's just at Cat Turd, not at Cat Turd too. But I also have a Parler account, but man, Parler's interface is just, I just cannot figure Parler out, There's just something about it that's not pleasing to the user. They need to change it. Gab is more like Twitter. I guess it's something I'm used to. And of course, if Trump gets I'm going to be the first to sign up for that. If Trump gets a social media platform, hey.
They say he's going to.
I'll be there.
They say he's going to. Oh, I will. You now have one more follower on Gab. I just followed you. On Twitter, I have 100-something thousand followers. On Gab, I have, wait for it, I have 336. I'm hoping to get up to 400 by the end of the year. So we will see. We will see. Just 64 more people. I think that's the right math. 64 more, four more people follow me on Gab. And I post every day there too. Just nobody ever sees it. all right, cool. So you guys heard it from Cat Turd. Be ready. If you're on Twitter, that's great. If you want your backup, go to Gab. If you can figure out Parler, go to Parler and be ready for Trumper, I guess it's going to be called, something to that effect. Have you Trumpered today?
Do you know what it's called?
I think that there's a rumor that it's going to have something to do with Trumper. So, who knows? I'm hoping that that it's something not Trumper, something more, I don't know. Just,
yeah, it's a little weird.
Just verbally friendly, you know. You could say, yeah, I tweeted that. Okay, great. Or, you know, have you, you know, just Facebook me. Okay, so we're used to that, and that stuff makes sense. You go to somebody and said, hey, man, I'm going to Trumper you. You might get punched in the face because it's like, wait a second. What are you going to do to me? That sounds weird. Are you one of those freaks? No.
I got the perfect name if I started a social media. Litter. What is it?
Litter.
Litter. Litter. Instead of Twitter. Yeah.
You got the litter. You got the litter. And
that would be a good one.
And if whenever you, instead of tweets, you got clumps. Okay. Have you been clumping today? Oh, that'd be so much fun. Yes.
Think tweets your farts. Retweets your sharts. I'll get it all figured out.
Nice.
So,
Cat Turd, it has been a pleasure and an honor having you on the Knock Report. I can't wait to get this out there. This is going to be fun.
All right. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Let's do it again very soon because I want to talk to you about, well, I want to get you guys on. I'm serious. I want to get you guys on Freedom First Network. I know I keep mentioning it. Maybe it'll come true. Get me on with Tootsweet and Jules and Julie and whoever else. All right, brother?
All right. I appreciate it. Take care. See you later.
See ya.
Big Tech hates us. As of this recording, we've been banned by Spotify, YouTube, and Twitter. And we've had numerous warnings from Facebook. But that's okay. They will not deter us from always focusing on the truth. We will not be beholden to the gaslighters and propagandists. So, where can you find us? Head over to Rumble, Brighteon, BitChute, and other video channels, as well as networks like Gab, Parler, and Minds. But the place where we can really use your help is on Locals. We need 1,000 followers on Locals so we can publish all our content there without limits. Please go to ffn.locals.com, that's foxtrot november.locals.com, and follow us. This will help us preserve our content and continue to tell the truth to the world. Thank you to all our listeners, and God bless.
Yeah, he's a pretty amazing guy, the Cat Turd. I now know his name, and no, I will not tell anybody his real name. Never. I will take it to the grave with me. He's a very private man, and as a conservative, as a patriot, as a human being, I do appreciate everyone's privacy to whatever extent they want to keep it. So yeah, good stuff there. Coming up, we've got two mics doing their news update. I asked them, hey, could you do one every now and then? And they've been doing them like 2, 3, 4 times a week. It's been absolutely fantastic. Like I said in the opening, it's made my job easier. I'm just the guy that talks in between the segments. I run the interviews. Quick programming note, we do have great interviews coming up this week, maybe later today, as a matter of fact, depending upon how long it takes me to get them up. We've got Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, the infamous Thomas McInerney, who many believe is Q. He's not, but they can think all they want that he is the infamous Q. We have a gentleman by the name of Mike McCormick coming up today. That should be a fun interview. This is a guy that he worked side by side with then Vice President Joe Biden. He knows a whole lot, and we're going to ask him where the bodies are hidden. We know they're somewhere. Maybe he knows. Maybe he can tell us. And then we have we've got a few. You know what? I'm not even going to preface those. Let's just get to the two mics and let them do their thing.
Hey, welcome back. You're on with Colonel Mike and Dr. Michael Schur of the Two Mike Show. This is a news update for Freedom First Network that you can get. It'll be there on the Knock Report. And today is Tuesday, beautiful day out in the neighborhood. A lot of things, as usual, news. This is not going to be a show. We're going to try to make it as quick as possible for the news update. Dr. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you, Colonel?
Good. I have cafe Cafe au Lait today with Chateau Lafite.
Holy cow.
I'm ready to roll. And I have a special brew I put today. It's that Vietnamese chicory and dark roast.
Oh, boy.
It makes you want to, I don't know, it feels like you're in Saigon. So I go outside, it's probably going to be 90 and 90 humidity.
You'll have a craving for rice.
Yeah, I'll have that rice bowl. By the way, speaking of rice, again, another fake news, huh? Asian hate. And you have this this drone or this hologram, Miss Representative Hang or Meng out of New York. You know, she looks so aggravated, like she got hit by a truck, and then she's out there screaming. It's the Republican Party putting targets on our back.
Colonel,
you know what? I drove all around yesterday near Virginia and West Virginia.
No targets.
There was no targets.
Yeah. Colonel, you know, you and I are old enough to know that overwhelmingly attacks on Asians in this country are done by blacks. They burn the Asian stores. They burn their restaurants. They beat the hell out of them. And now it's all of a sudden it's a white guy who's doing it. I mean, come on. This is insane stuff.
Well, you know, they're putting forth the effort, and it comes again a week before all these meetings where they're going to introduce bills and stuff about the Second Amendment, you know. And then you have a white guy who goes berserk out in Colorado. Maybe the snow melted too fast. Maybe he didn't get a ski lift. I have no idea what happened to his life. Okay. But he goes into a grocery store and blasts 10 guys. This is almost like one of those 302 productions down at the agency, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a lot like the FBI is just having a busy week before those bills come up. They're just arranging for their clowns to find dumber people to shoot people. That's all they're doing. It's an FBI operation, both of those.
It reminds me of... we got Willie in closet number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gave him a pass. And, you know, well, let's just give him a call and say the lady at the supermarket said something about his mom and dad. That'll set him off. I'm sure that'll set him off. You know?
Yeah.
And he became a celebrity.
It's just like what they do on terrorism. They find a dumb Muslim, train him, and he finds dumber Muslims, and then they arrest the whole lot of them. For an operation that was based on non-effective explosives or weapons. It's a crafty thing to do, I guess, and it's cheap. But that's why we don't know anything about what terrorism is about in this country, because they keep running fraudulent operations.
Well, Mike, also, it goes back to what was happening with it all leads back to the agency, but the number 302 pops in my mind like an area code, you know? 302. And that's when they go in there and doctor them.
Yeah.
And they apparently, I just saw a little video clip. A mob boss's son is doing a movie about this, the witness protection program. But he says, boy, they really, you know, they go in there and they dress up and doctor these 302s like drag queens, you know.
Yeah.
And then they just send their guys they put in the program. They put them out of state, and eventually they send them back home to make some more trouble so they can round them up, like you're saying. You get the dumber and the dumb and dumber.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Really interesting story you spoke about yesterday was this veteran, decorated veteran. Can you just give the listener a quick one on that, Mike?
Yeah, the FBI went after him because he was at the – he's in fact, he's in one of the films. He was at the 6th January – a rally for President Trump, and they got a film of him cleaning up at the Capitol building, and now they're trying to get him for some kind of a crime. But they raided his house before dawn with 20 people, armored vehicles, called the man out with his 4-year-old son in his arms, and then called the wife outside into the snow, and they had 20 guys with automatic weapons with them all pointed at him and his son. And the day afterwards, the woman was so upset that she had a miscarriage. She was carrying a baby. Another prize operation from these guys. The Bureau is a stinking, rotten wreck, and it ought to be dismantled from top to bottom.
Was this like a before sunrise raid, like a Roger Stone raid?
It's the way the story's read, Colonel, it sounded exactly like that.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, this is to... It's just to scare people. Here's a guy that's a decorated veteran, right?
A Marine, no less.
Yeah. And I did not see yesterday or the day before on the news any Republican screaming on television what they did to this man or his family or his wife, right?
I didn't hear the military say anything either.
The military, no, they're out at the drag queen maternity spacesuit pageant with the new leader over there at the Pentagon, Mr. Hexagram, you know, Mr. Hexagram. We needed this guy to come in there and really strip it down. And, you know, there's a lot of guys, there's a lot of backlash now. There's a lot of military guys saying, hey, we don't want to hear this crap. We came to fight in the military. We came to do our job. You know, don't come in here with your drag queen hour. You know, you're doing that in elementary schools. You can't do it in the military bases. But apparently it's fine for the Democratic Party and it's fine for the so-called Biden administration, you know. Now, let me tell you some good news, Mike. I'm going to whistle. You know, John Denver made a great song called Take Me Home, Country Roads, right? Big, big hit. And Best Virginia, which broke away from Virginia in 1861, is now tossing around the idea of going income tax free. Imagine that.
Be great.
Yeah, Jimmy Justice, the governor, Bubba, he's putting stuff, but it's really not him. It's the Senate and the House, you know, but he's good. He's good at grabbing credit. You know, he's like a third baser. You know what I mean? Yeah. and he comes out. But guess who put in the kink in the line in the legislation on the $1.9 trillion COVID money? Of all people, it's Senator Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin put a little kink in the armor. The article is up in the Epoch Times. Well, you can't use this money because of if you have a shortage of your revenue. Yeah, but everybody else is going to use it, all the other governors. They're bailing them out. But Jimmy just said, hey, okay, I'm just going to abide by the rules. You give me the 1.9, whatever I need, and we'll figure it out. So Joe Manchin, you know, because the Republicans are introducing income tax-free state, he puts a knife in the back of his governor there at West Virginia. Yeah. But I thought that was a pretty good idea because, according to Bubba, tourism's up, healthcare is booming in the state, people moving here, tech. You know, tourism and real estate. Gosh, it's getting hot like that beltway stuff, Mike. You know, everybody wants to have a cabin somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's a big one. That's a big one up for, you know, out the, let's say, the bedroom community of D.C. And the good part, this other story in the Epoch Times. Gosh, this guy is boy, oh boy. But I didn't know. Was a premium article. It says time to take action, three proposals. And he steals one from the judge in DC who's working on that 230 thing with the press. He said there's three proposals. One is in regards to free speech, the media in DC, right? And then he said, we have a lot of diagnosis, but where is the treatment? We haven't had any treatment, Mike. How many years with this media stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's just been one avalanche of crap down the hill after the other.
Right. And again, he has three courses of action. He talks about Section 230. The gentleman's name is Kimball, Roger Kimball. And what he's saying is, and I think, Mike, you and I will agree. He's saying just move the agencies and let the Capitol, the White House, you know, all these buildings become museums. Let the Smithsonian handle them. You can come there and visit, right?
Yeah.
And you could put like agriculture out in Kansas, commerce, Pennsylvania. He says put energy in Kentucky, put transportation somewhere else and HUD. I don't know if we should even get rid of HUD by now. I mean, that thing's another debacle. And just ban the Department of Education.
Yeah, just destroy that one. That's how we got to transgenders in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get rid of the Department of Education. And the kids are not smarter. You know, and then they tell you, we have to bring in these H-1B workers because it's just not their education, but their caliber, and we're saving money. Well, you could teach American kids in the fifth grade how to code. Yeah. And by the time they're in the ninth grade, they'd get a $60,000 a job.
Yep.
Right? While they're going to high school.
I think, Colonel, I would move the Department of Education to California and put it on Disneyland because it could be their freak show. You could tour it. Can you imagine what the inside of that building looks with the staff? It looks like, Mardi Gras, bald-headed, ugly women, and the kind of the panoply of prototype Democrats, less than human, cruel as hell, ready to kill, and unable to put a sentence together without assistance. It is a good place for it. California would love it, and I would love to see it in California.
Andy, I bet you there's a room, Mike, with those wigs that you see on the British shows with the attorneys and the judges, and they just walk around like, you know, pansies with the wigs on you.
Wait, yeah. Pick a wig today. Everybody gets one different one every day. It's a great, great emolument to go with your paycheck.
And I think one of the last stories I want to mention is George Soros got busted. Now, think of this. Everybody looks at Burma as a backwater, right? And you remember there was a great writer back in the day. What was his name? Malcolm something or other.
Yeah.
He wrote many books and about the Pacific and Southeast Asia. What was his last name, Mike?
Manchester. Was it Manchester? No.
Malcolm something. I'll have to look him up.
Yeah.
But you could have seen his books everywhere in any kind of a high-end hotel in Asia, in the library room or the beer room or something, you know? And this Soros guy has been operating in Burma for, I don't know, I guess since the late 80s. And when the lady, which they coined her name, the Lady Suu Kyi, Aung San Suu Kyi, was house arrested, you know, he had people feeding her. And he opened a little place called the Open Society Institute, which is all around the globe now. And he had people in there, and we had people here, right here on K Street, lobbying with Open Society money to Republicans in Congress, who I won't mention names, and telling them that, you know, we have to support Suu Kyi and the National League for Democracy. And while I was there, Mike, in the 90s, early 90s, I ran across a whole bunch of intelligent people that had about a third grade education who would tell me these stories of, you know, Suu Kyi and her father and the hunter and all this, and say, wow, that's amazing. And when I heard the name Open Society, I said, oh, I heard that in Washington. Well, guess what? Mr. Soros had a nice bank account in the country for Miss Suu Kyi and her people. Okay. And the hunter just seized all the money, took all the money, said, thank you, Mr. Soros. You're out of business.
So, I'm sure you gave him a receipt, Colonel.
I will tell you, I have to say, hats off to the Burmese hunter, because the American government don't have the cojones to do it. They know he's here. He's destroyed how many states in putting in these state prosecutors, right?
Yeah.
It's killing the country. Someone texted me the other day and says, why does America put up with this crap? Obviously, he's an American citizen. You could do something about it. And then, Mike, I had to say what we said on the radio many times. Someone's protecting him.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's the last Nazi standing, well, I
have a reason for that. Yeah, you're exactly right.
And probably the only democracy in the Middle East, what do they call that? The only democracy in the Middle East. They must be supporting him, along with Americans, along with the British, along with the Irish. Remember, he tanked the pound and they let him live.
Yeah, he did the same thing in Malaysia, didn't he?
He did it in Malaysia, and he did it in Thailand.
Yeah.
He tanked the bot in Thailand. But this guy walks the earth scot-free, so either he's the son of Sam or the son of Satan, and he can get away with this. But, you know
– well, our good ally there in the Middle East, they'll go after a 90-year-old retired car maker, car guy – who was a guard at one of the camps, but they won't go after a guy who helped round up Jews to send to the camp. So it's a pretty big contradiction in their declaration of never again and all of that.
Oh, that never again, it comes up. In fact, I think we just passed it. Was it February last month? Never again anniversary?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Simon Wiesenthal, it'll never again, never again. But, you know, in America, we have it every month. It's called Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, yeah, only $61 million. We made Hitler look like a rank amateur.
Oh, Hitler. I tell you, if he was alive today, he'd be screaming. He'd be beating on his Gestapo and Stasi. How could you let these Democrats do this to us, you know?
Yeah, well, that's where they learn their trade.
And apparently, most of the people in Congress, somewhere or another, Mike, who have the Semitics, they had ancestors that came out of that Holocaust, so-called Holocaust, and that German gas, what are the gas chambers or showers, and you know those camps.
Yes.
Yet they, even though they were free and their parents were free and all this other stuff and their grandparents, you know, and had numbers on the arms, and the Israelis were paying them checks for years and years and years with our money. They still don't get it. So they want to bring, you know, I guess it's so embedded in them. They just want to bring fascism and Nazism to America.
Yeah. The best educated of them in this country are the ones that are the strongest proponents of killing infants. It's amazing. You wonder how they make the two ideas coincide in their head. They lost parents or grandparents to the Holocaust, and that, but they're out there voting for every politician that'll guarantee more murders of infants.
You know, if you have a congressman stand up and say, you know, I respect the flag. I believe in the First Amendment. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the Article 4. He gets killed in the press. You know, they make him shrivel up like a, what are those things called? Snails, you know? You get some rabid woman gets on and goes, I make sure I'll kill all the babies. Oh, give her the money. Get the money flowing.
Yeah.
I want those babies dead, you know?
Yeah.
And a radical like that, she's our kind of guy, you know? She's, you know, that's why we need more women in Congress. Don't you like that statement? We need more women in Congress.
Yeah.
You're doing such a great job.
Yeah, we could get it cheaper, though. We could get goats and they'd perform just as well.
Well, we have one. I don't know if you noticed her. She has a very good resemblance. She's a senator out of Alaska, Murkowski.
Yeah.
Murkowski. She's a goat.
Yeah. Hirono is no day at the beach either.
Oh, Hirono, if you let her speak for 10 minutes, it speaks for itself.
That's right.
It's a gift that keeps on giving. She's like the lady from New Jersey, Mike.
To know her a little is to know her completely, Colonel.
Yeah. You remember the lady from New Jersey? She spoke 5 different dialects of English. Remember that one? Well, that's it for the update. Hey, listen, don't forget we're on freedomfirstnetwork.com. We have our little conversations and lots of breaking stuff with the notifications on ffn.locals.com. We have freedomfirstcoffee.com, which is organic, roasted, and it's addictive, I understand. I have a 5-pound bag coming, pal. I'm splitting with you. Because JD said to me, you mean Dr. Shu hasn't tried our coffee? I said, no, it's in the mail. I said, he's not gonna go online and do this stuff. He's too busy, but I'll just bring it over to his house. Because I told him, you're a Keurig man, and you're going to have to learn how to use some of this Freedom First. But also, I think we're going to have, coming up later this week, Liberty Loving Tom DeSabla. He's given us a date. We had the princess. I don't know if I told you, Mike. The princess spoke to me Sunday. She doesn't want to call in on the Skype. She'd like to have a hardline call. It's easy for her. I said, okay. And I'll tell you who the princess is when we put her up. The listeners. And I guess that'll do a wrap-up for today's news update. Anything else you want to add, Dr. Mike?
No, I think that about covers the waterfront, but I think a crunch is coming. I think we're going to be on different issues. If they don't do something about the border, there's going to be a war in this country. This is insane. They're sending out, just for your amusement this morning, Colonel, they're sending out $4.4 billion in checks from the COVID relief thing to illegal aliens.
How many Republicans were on about that in the morning news?
I didn't hear one. Didn't hear one.
But, oh, Peter King retired already, right?
Yes.
Oh, so he wouldn't have anything to say. He's
always been an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, well, not only the illegal immigrant, how about the Holiday Inns and the hotels that are hosting these people? While
that's
we
great.
Have-
oh, $86 million to put these people into the local Hyatt. Yes.
So in other words, the millennials who love and favor Uber and Starbucks in these places, this doesn't bother them. What bothers them is climate change. And what bothers them is that we don't have enough gay people in the country. We don't have enough gay rights. But they don't see that their money's going out the back door being pissed away, right? Because they went to colleges. They went to colleges.
Yeah, and so many are being supported by their parents because they got such a lousy degree they can't get a job.
Well, look at the degrees they got. And now you have these – oh, you're going to let me run on with this. I know it. I've seen the books during – Caucasian History Month, Black Caucasian History Month. They had all the books in Sam's Club and Costco. And by the way, to our listeners, guys, you got to pay attention to who's paying who. Costco's now in the tank. You know, Sam's Club's in the tank. I know we like these deals, but you know, when my membership's over, my membership's over. I'm done. I'm all in. Okay, we just can't keep talking about Amazon and Bezos and everybody. And by the way, Mike, I won't announce it on the show until we have a real podcast, but there's a great piece out about AI and how dangerous it is with the alphabets. And we are basically now in China mode. All facial recognition going into Walmart, whatever. They got it. And this is how they got all these guys down at Capitol Hill.
Well, it'll be a good thing to talk about.
It's going to be a great one.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up, and I'll just say, don't forget.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, they're then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.
Yeah, that's the show. We're at, what, 45 minutes or so? Not much. I mean, I promised I was going to keep these shows shorter, so not much room for me to talk about anything, really. No analysis from me. It's your lucky day. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.